Preliminary results for California propositions. In the November 8 general election, out of about 22 million registered California voters, nearly 4.2 million, or 19%, cast ballots, according to unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office. Here are the updated results as of 11 p.m. November 8. Proposition 1. Abortion. The proposition would change the California Constitution to say the state cannot deny or interfere with a person's decision whether to have an abortion and whether to use contraceptives. This measure received 32.2% no votes and 67.8% yes votes. Proposition 26. In-person sports betting. The proposition would allow adults to participate in-person sports betting at tribal casinos and racetracks under state regulations. It would require such businesses to pay the state a share of bets made and shoulder the cost of regulating betting activities. This measure received 70.5% no votes and 29.5% yes votes. Proposition 27. Online sports betting. The proposition would allow licensed tribes and gambling companies to offer online sports betting. Revenues would go to state regulatory costs for betting activities, homelessness prevention, and tribal economic development. This measure received 84% no votes and 16% yes votes. Proposition 28. K-12 arts, music education. The proposition would require the state to provide additional funding for arts and music programs in all K-12 public schools, including charter schools. Funds equal to 1% of the state and local funding that public schools received the year before would be directed toward classes including dance, media arts, music, theater, and photography. This measure received 37.1% no votes and 62.9% yes votes. Proposition 29. Dialysis clinics. The proposition would enact requirements for chronic dialysis clinics, including requiring a physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant on site during all treatment hours. It would also require clinics to report dialysis-related infections to the California Department of Public Health and mandate clinics inform both patients and the state's health department of the clinic's owners, and more. This measure received 69.9% no votes and 30.1% yes votes. Proposition 30. Tax to fund electric vehicles, wildfire response. The proposition will require individuals with an annual income above $2 million to pay an extra 1.75% tax on the share of their income above the threshold, starting January 2023. The revenue will be used to fund zero-emission vehicle programs and wildfire response and prevention. This measure received 57.4% no votes and 42.6% yes votes. Proposition 31. Flavored tobacco products. Proposition 31 is a referendum on a 2020 state law that would ban in-person retail and vending machines from selling most flavored tobacco products or tobacco product flavor enhancers. If passed, sellers would be fined $250 for each violation. This measure received 35.6% no votes and 64.4% yes votes. Please check our website for more updates on local races. Updates will be provided daily until December 16, the last day the election must be certified.